5-3 lead. We'll check scores from across the country and around the Big Ten as our American Family Insurance halftime report continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mots and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Mots of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Mots of Pizza. Loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Mike Heller back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. The scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Games going on in the Big Ten right now. Number 21, Iowa at home. Kinnick Stadium against Iowa State. It's 10-0 Hawkeyes, a minute 33 to play in the second quarter, and Iowa driving inside the Iowa State 5-yard line right now with a minute and a half to play in the first. Cade McNamara, 80 yards in the air, and Johnson with 105 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Michigan State and Maryland, that's the Big Ten game, and they're tied 14 each, 107 to play in the first half there. Washington is leading Eastern Michigan 20-6, 24 seconds left in the second quarter. Still to come, 19th-ranked Kansas at Illinois. Ohio State is home with Western Michigan. Colorado at Nebraska. And Oregon home late tonight with Boise State. That's 9 o'clock. And USC that we'll see in a few weeks. The Trojans home with Utah State, 10 o'clock tonight on the Big Ten Network. Earlier Big Ten finals, number 3 Texas goes into the Big House in Ann Arbor and beats Michigan. The reigning national champion loses for the first time in a couple of years. 31-12 Texas in that one. Penn State outlasted Bowling Green 34-27 in Happy Valley. Minnesota beat Rhode Island 48-0. Rutgers over Akron 49-17. Last night, Indiana beat Western Illinois 77-3. And Duke beat Northwestern in Evanston. Double overtime, 26-20 was the final there. A couple of interesting notes in the top 25 right now. Northern Illinois leads at 5th-ranked Notre Dame 13-7. That game is now gone to the half. Utah, number 11 in the country, leads Baylor 23-0. Georgia, the number one in the country, has it's almost final. They're leading against Tennessee Tech 48-0, and that game is almost at its conclusion. Billy Schmidt, host of the post-game show alongside of Lance Allen. Billy Schmidt joins me as our halftime report continues, presented by American Family Insurance. Back in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Back with you on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report, Mike Heller along with Billy Schmidt, host of the post-game show alongside of Lance Allen. Billy, let's talk about this one. As it got underway, Wisconsin ran 82 plays offensively a week ago with nothing over 20 yards, and the second play of the game goes for 32. They also had a 22-yarder in that opening drive. Four plays of 20-plus yards in the first half, more of what they were looking for.
Yeah, and a point of emphasis all week long, right? Be able to showcase a little bit more of the explosive. I thought my favorite part was C.J. Williams. They wanted to get him the ball on the flea flicker. Didn't work out. You know what you do? Next drive, go right back to it. We've told the young man we're going to get him one. Get him one the next drive. Continue to push that ball down the field, because today you're being able to see a little bit of the talent 10 has with the pure arm strength.
Tausch was talking about it in the RPO game, and that big hit is an RPO.
Yep.
How important it is for the linemen, they don't know if to make sure they're not too far downfield.
Man, poor Joe Brunner. He turns right around, and he gets put. He's past the receiver when he gets the penalty thrown on him. He's like, wait, what happened? I thought it was a draw. I thought we were pushing this bad boy through. It's a difficult spot. When you're doing what you should do, Mike, you're going to get a penalty. That doesn't play out very well, but the physicality on the line of scrimmage, I know Tausch has been liking it. It's been evident today. A really good day so far for those five up front.
No Tawee Walker going today, but Cade Iacomelli, who they regretted not getting the ball more to a week ago, is having himself a half. Seven carries, 59 yards, and a couple of catches for an additional 13 yards. He's been featured.
Yeah, there's a different burst there, right? I think that's the best part about all three backs. There's a little something different. Chez starts it out, dominates that first series, and they're going to work 25 in there a little bit. Interesting to see later into the second half if it can open up a little bit more, if you can expand that running back room and get some of those freshmen that we've heard a lot about.
Tyler Van Dyke has been really good today. Very efficient and taking advantage of the scenarios that are in front of him. He's 9 of 11 for 147. So he's been outstanding. Last week he put the ball in harm's way a few times, got away with it. This week there hadn't been any of that.
Yeah, the only thing that he's going to be kicking himself for is kicking the dirt here towards the end of the first half. Opportunity there, but they've really capitalized, and this is a good one going into next week, Mike. You don't want to look past, and you can't, a team from a Dakota on the other sideline, and there's still 30 minutes to go. But you had to build confidence. That's what the first 30 minutes definitely did.
And we saw, you know, I mean, Western Michigan will play tonight at Ohio State, but the MAC can represent itself pretty well. Bowling Green went into Penn State today and played them to the last minutes of the game. This was a game that good coaching tape all week, right? Because a week ago, Wisconsin didn't do all the right things. Maybe this fell at the right time.
Yeah, and about 20 minutes ago, Eastern Michigan was beating Washington on the road, right? Different every single week, different circumstances. But this is a good day to be able to flush last week and build upon some of the good. Because even though the game was closer than it felt last week, you had to be able to get some more confidence rolling, and the first half definitely did that. Double it up here.
Billy Schmidt and Lance Allen will handle the post-game show coming up after this one's all done. Coming up, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
This is Badger Football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
...of your local grocer today.
Badger Football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
17-3, Wisconsin leads South Dakota at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Build your career. Join 139.com. Tyler Van Dyke, 9 of 11 through the air, 147 yards and a touchdown. Cade Iacomelli, 7 carries for 59 yards. Ches Malusi, 10 for 38. In the receiving department, C.J. Williams has one catch, but he had made a count. 50-yard TD reception. Vinny Anthony, 2 for 41. Bryson Green, Cade Iacomelli, each with 2 catches out of the backfield. Aiden Bauman, 9 of 14 through the air for South Dakota for 90 yards. Travis Tice, 9 carries for 22 yards. Just 34 rushing yards for the Coyotes. 33 of those coming on 2 carries. A 17-yarder from Tice, a 16-yarder from Charles Pierre. The Badgers with 245 yards of offense, 124 for South Dakota. is on third down. The Badgers 4 out of 7. South Dakota is 2 out of 6. A couple of minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, it was talked about trying to create disruptive plays, more explosive on offense. What do you think of your team's ability to do that?
We did. We got to capitalize when we get down the red zone, you know, to make things completely different. But we've been efficient. We made some plays, created some plays. We just got to be a little sure of tackles on defense.
Offensive line seems like they're playing well, in my opinion. You think so, too?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when they're moving the pile, sometimes you think you want to get bigger plays. But they've done a really good job, and they got to kind of take over the second half.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Patrick, Luke, thank you very much. Is the Badgers in a lot of ways controlling the statistics? But you can tell, you get a little, you know, Luke wanted 7 there in that last possession. He got 3, but they were looking for, they're 2-2 in the red zone, 1 touchdown, 1 field goal.
Yeah, I mean, coaches always want everything. And I think when you are moving the football as effectively as Wisconsin has been and you get down in that red area, you know, last week obviously wasn't where you wanted it to be. So you want to take that next step. So coaches always want to be miserable, I'm telling you. They do.
And, you know, Fickell did not dispute that.
No, he embraces it.
Oh, he did, yeah. He embraces misery. I don't know how Amy feels about that, but I guess she's used to it. So Gavin Lomb will kick off. DeAndre Jones, Logan, Travis Tyser deep. The kick again from Lomb, and again there will be no return. A touchback, and the Yotes starting at the 25-yard line, going north to south, left to right. As we view it, as we get an update on Bryson Green, let's send it down to Patrick.
We had mentioned in the first half that he was in the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent. He is up for the second half and is expected to be part of the offense. Riley Nowakowski is also available for the second half. We'll have to see how the game is dictated. We may not see much of him, though, if this game goes the way the Badgers hope.
All right, Patrick, thanks much. You got Ben Barton, Kurt Neal on the D-line. Leon Lowry, Darryl Peterson, outside backers, Thomas and Chaney inside. And Xavier Lucas continues to operate at corner opposite Ricardo Hallman. First play for scrimmage in the second half. Bauman hands to Charles Pierre up the middle, 25-yard line. Chaney is there to close the gate at the 30, but still a good run of 5 yards from Charles Pierre. Second down and 5 for the Yotes.
That it looked like Wisconsin was thinking about kind of doing a little bit of a cross dog, or you're going to blitz. And Chaney actually did a really good job. He was going left. He was able to kind of retrace his steps and get back in there. Pretty nicely done up front by South Dakota.
Carter Bell comes out wide to the left. Lucas about 6 yards off of him. Jack Martin's to the right. And then out of Wisconsin, motions to the formation on second down. Handoff here across the 30, 35-yard line. Slips a tackle, cutting right up across the 40-yard line. And Lowry finally runs him down at the 43 in a first down for South Dakota on a gain of 13.
Yeah, another just physical job there. Getting into Jaheim Thomas up at the next level. We're able to cover him up. And then a nice cut. And ref kind of got a little bit in the way. Helped shield a couple of Wisconsin tacklers. But a good physical start to this second half by South Dakota.
Badgers go 3 down now with Ben Barton, Kurt Neal, and Cade McDonald. Aiden Bauman under center. The 43-yard line of South Dakota. First down, toss left. Here's Pierre, turns it back, 45-50, 45, into Wisconsin territory, and finally tossed down by Hunter Wohler at the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. So another big running play, and South Dakota is in the Badgers territory.
Way too much push there by the left side of South Dakota's offensive line, and then Jaheim Thomas is coming up to make the tackle and just slipped, and that allowed for the first down run.
Minute 50 gone by, third quarter, 17-3 Wisconsin. South Dakota back on the move. Keandre Jones, Logan. Tristan Michaud out to the left,
yep.
And movement up front. Penalty markers fly.
Oh, he's cut his arms up in the air. I love it. Left guard. Well, let's see. Don't let him talk too much. So if you're an O-lineman now, you say, well, they shifted and he jumped into the neutral. You're going to try to work this ref, but I don't think he's going to bite.
Well, there is a little emphasis here on defenses inducing that
number
very thing.
Number 94, the defense made an abrupt movement by rule. This is a delay of game. Defense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Yeah, we have seen that in some other games in college football. That is an emphasis here this season. It's not just clapping your hands. It could be other other movements that induce, and that's a little shaky.
No.
I mean, that's just a little shift right there.
You're stemming a lot of times because you want to disrupt. Now, if he's yelling the snap count out, I can't hear that, but... Oh, boy, that left guard might be a lawyer. He did a heck of a job talking that ref into making that call.
Won that case on first and five. A little end around Jones-Logan inside the 30. Right side, 25-20. Cutting left to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and a touchdown for South Dakota. Keiondre Jones-Logan, and we have ourselves a one-score game early in the third quarter.
Ooh. It has been. That was just a little end around, and instead of continuing to flow, Wisconsin's defense went way too far over, and a beautiful cut, a big-time block on our middle linebacker that was able to wipe out Jake Chaney, and then just speed to the pylon, and not the start we were looking for from the Wisconsin defense.
Well, Keiondre Jones-Logan, 35 yards to the house on that end around. He had a kick return for a score. His father was a star at South Dakota, Stephon Logan. So the family business continues in a good way for the Coyotes as the PAT is good. A four-play, 75-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 22 seconds. And we've got a game here in Madison, and we will take a break. 12:38 left third quarter. Wisconsin 17, South Dakota 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built for tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. So some chunk runs, including the 35-yard run to the end zone from Keiondre Jones-Logan on the end around. It's now 17-10 Wisconsin with 12:38 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, so I think Wisconsin in that first half, 34 yards total rushing. That drive, 70 yards. I think you have to think what happened in that locker room, whatever that mentality shift, because Wisconsin had been doing a pretty good job. That was very physical by South Dakota. And if Wisconsin was thinking that this thing was going to be easy, they just found out that's not going to be the case.
Zeke Mata set to kick off in the air, and coming up on it is Kekahuna at the 4, up the left hash marks, 5, 10, 15, across the 20-yard line. He'll twist his way across the 25 and up to about the 26 or 27-yard line. And that's where the Badgers will have their first offensive possession of the third quarter. The lead just 7 for the Badgers as South Dakota is right back in the game.
Yeah, and just watching how that played, it was 4 or 5 play drive there, but it just watching the middle linebackers, and I thought played a lot better in the first half. I thought last week just wasn't reading things great. South Dakota really focused on getting up and covering those guys up and putting those guys in tight spots, and was very physical and was able to do what they wanted offensively.
First and 10, slot right. Chez Malusi, the running back, for the 27-yard line of Wisconsin. Van Dyke will pull it, running right, has a little room across the 30-yard line, then gets run down by the defensive lineman Nick Gaze at the 31-yard line of Wisconsin territory. Gain of 4, second down and 6.
Good read. It's just a simple, you know, a dive off the left side. They crash the end. He has to pull it, and you'd like to see him outrun that, but he was still able to pick up 3 or 4 yards.
Bryson Green comes out wide to the right. You got Will Pauling slot left. Vinny Anthony wide left. Tucker Ashcraft motions wing on the left side on second down. Van Dyke fakes the handoff to Malusi. Looks, throws over the middle. Tipped in the air. Incomplete. Boy, throwing into some traffic. And a fortunate Tyler Van Dyke gets an incomplete pass. It could have been worse, and it's third down and 6. Wisconsin at its own 31-yard line.
Yeah, and this is one of the things I've noticed so far. I think Van Dyke, big arm. He is a little predetermined on that route right there, on that little fake RPO. Wanted to hit that ball down the seam. South Dakota had it really well covered. Very fortunate that ball fell to the turf.
Only Pauling, Gary Bryant deflected. Empty backfield. 3 receivers left, 2 on the right from the 31-yard line of Wisconsin. Third down and 6. Snap back to Van Dyke. Looking. Sets. Pressured. Sacked. Getting to the quarterback was Nick Gaze. Inside the 25-yard line. They'll mark at the 24 of Wisconsin. And the Badgers are forced to punt, leading 17-10 with 11:33 and counting left of the third quarter.
Yeah, he had enough time. There was a couple of pauses at the top of his drop. He had time, a little slippage off of the left guard there that has allowed him to come in there and bring it, but not the start we were looking for. Very, very non-efficient in that drive.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Carter Bell is deep. It floats into the air. Bell drifting to his right, and he'll signal and make the fair catch across the 30-yard line. They'll mark at the 31 after a 44-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams. Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And when life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. 11:08 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, South Dakota 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards. Owens Corning architectural shingles are designed to offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with up to 130 miles per hour wind and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 40 options available at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Looks like Badger Athletics are good friends of Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. Strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings. You know high standards are the precedent. Sack of Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza today from your local grocery store. 11:08 remaining. Momentum on the side of South Dakota. The Badgers leading the Coyotes 17-10, but the Yotes have the ball back at their 31-yard line.
And now you know why, when Luke Fickell was talking to Patrick at halftime about scoring the touchdown instead of a field goal, and that paranoia might be too strong of a word, but understanding how these games go. And you know, South Dakota came in here, and obviously Wisconsin's a heavy favorite, et cetera, et cetera. But you know that this is a physical football team, and if you could pull ahead, you're going to maybe get them out of their comfort zone. Well, they reestablished themselves. They said, all right, we're only down two scores. Come out here, get a score. So it's drawn up. They've done it. And now they found a way to get off the field. I think we all kind of just thought same old, but keep pounding the football. Wisconsin doesn't do that. And now South Dakota's in a position, only down seven here early in the third quarter.
Tackett Curtis joins Jaheim Thomas, inside linebackers. Curtis, the transfer from USC. Aiden Bauman under center on first down. Another end around. Here comes Carter Bell bending left at the 30, 35. And he gets drilled by Hunter Waller at the 39-yard line, but still a gain of 8 yards. End around is working at a 35-yard touchdown run of their last possession. They get 8 here, and it's second and 2.
Yeah, it's just really aggressive play by the defensive ends, and they're crashing down hard. And obviously, South Dakota's seeing that, and they're going to force our boundary players to make those plays. Wide receiver there for South Dakota does a great job of blocking up, and Hunter Waller from way deep has to come make that play.
Bowden in the shotgun on second down, and the give goes to Charles Pierre, and he'll blast his way across the 40. To the 41-yard line, and that'll be a first down for South Dakota.
This is exactly what Tressel and Luke Fickell were not wanting to see, is South Dakota get into their rhythm of running the football and being able to do end around all of the stuff that we didn't really see in the first half. They obviously have film, and they're going through it, figuring out some things, what they can do to be effective, and so far in the second half, worked pretty well.
Aaron Witt on that last tackle. Dylan Johnson, Elijah Hills are the down linemen now for the 41 of South Dakota. First and 10. He'll hand it off left side. Pierre across the 45-yard line. Whipped to the ground by Tackett Curtis at the 48-yard line. Still a gain of 7. Curtis, 6'2", 228, sophomore from Louisiana. Had 8 starts for USC last season, and now getting some important work in the second half early for Wisconsin.
Yeah, nice job by their left tackle Cotton of working his combo block up to the linebacker. Just way too much movement by Wisconsin's D line.
Aiden Bauman goes back under center. Javion Phelps, receiver motions to the formation. Okay. Penalty markers fly, pre-snap, and a penalty coming up against South Dakota. Here's the call.
Ball start. Offense. Number 82. 5-yard penalty. Second down.
That'll be the 4th penalty for South Dakota today, totaling 20 yards. Badgers have been penalized twice for 10. South Dakota getting it done on the ground. 8 straight rushes in the second half. Good for 87 yards. Second down and 8 right now for the Coyotes at their own 43-yard line. Almond remains under center, takes a snap, little play fake, rolls to his left, looks, throws left side, caught by Bell across midfield to the 45. Witt runs him down inside the 40 of Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 39. First down, South Dakota, back into Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, when you get that run game going, you just mentioned him at 85 yards this half. All of a sudden, all this other stuff opens up. Really good play action pass. And then again, kind of sat on the route. Jake Chaney misses that tackle, picks up a couple more yards. They're right now putting a lot of pressure on this linebacking group because they're so effective running the football.
Jake Chaney back in there with Jaheim Thomas from the 39 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Now with the tight end, motions to the right, toss right side. Pierre trying to cut it back, got by Waller, but Kurt Neal is there to close the door at the 37-yard line of Wisconsin on a gain of 2 for Charles Pierre. Second down and 8 for the Coyotes.
Yeah, Hunter Waller does a nice job of forcing it back inside. He's kind of slapped himself after he wanted to make the TFL in the backfield. Didn't bring his feet, kind of dove at him, but at least we're stopped the bleeding here a little bit with only a 2-yard pickup.
7:55 left in the third quarter, 17-10, Wisconsin leading South Dakota. The Coyotes with a second and 8 at the Wisconsin 37-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Pierre, the running back, to the left of the QB. Caron Adams in motion. Play fake, Bauman. He'll throw it up and away. Incomplete. Badgers getting pressure on the quarterback.
Kurt Neal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, really good job. That it looked like, again, because they've had a lot of success. They kind of fake left and wanted to run a little throwback wheel route. And Kurt Neal said no. He sniffed it out, got a lot of pressure, putting the quarterback on his butt. forcing him to throw the football away.
Third down and eight, South Dakota at the Wisconsin 37-yard line. The Coyotes 2 out of 6 today on third down.
So you wonder here, they're probably looking for it out there. Don't be surprised for a little run play or a quick screen.
Travis Tice, the running back. Three receivers left. Jack Martin's out to the right. Bauman hands it to Tice, trying to turn it to the left. Nothing there. Down he goes. Jake Chaney getting over there defensively. And they'll mark at the 36. It's fourth down and 7. And Bob Nielsen will send on the punt team here with a chance to pin Wisconsin deep in its own territory.
That is such a big stop. South Dakota has us on our heels. They've had success. The third and 10 run down here before the half. Kind of thought that was what they were thinking. Wisconsin bows up and makes a big stop.
Andrews on some alert here as now the punt for Evil is in the air, end over end, and a fair catch singled, and he muffed it. It is loose inside the 10, and it's going the other way. Vinny Anthony muffed the punt. South Dakota recovers, and it's first and goal for the Coyotes.
Yeah, not a lot to say. That was just a good hooch punt and a very simple, well, I mean, simple for us, catch the football. He muffed it, and South Dakota pounced.
6:50 left in the third quarter, 17-10 Wisconsin. But South Dakota on the doorstep of tying this game.
Remember when I mentioned about the punter? Not wasn't bad,
yeah,
that we were mentioning him all the time?
Uh-huh. Never mind.
I'm going to take that back. Well, here you go. This is when you sudden change football. You got to do it again.
Jack Martin's out wide to the left. Tice the running back. Almond under center. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Looking. Throws end zone right side for Martin's incomplete. Back line of the end zone and crashing down over there was Xavier Lucas going into the tunnel area, and he took a hard fall, and he is shaken up. He got out of the concrete area well beyond the end zone, the deep right corner. Xavier Lucas was covering Jack Martins, the young man out of Cumberland, Wisconsin. And just a matter of not being able to stop his momentum. Now Lucas is jogging, but with a limp back to the bench area for the Badgers. Second and goal, South Dakota out of the pistol. Bauman to throw, dumps it over the middle, and it's incomplete. Oh my goodness. Javion Phelps got hammered by Chaney.
Oh, man.
And it's third and goal at the 8.
You want to see a clinic on how to tackle with brute force. Jake Chaney just brought it, lowered his left shoulder, and absolutely whop! Oh!
By the way, it is R.J. Delancey, transfer. He's working that corner opposite or alongside Ricardo Hallman. Third and goal at the 8. And now a timeout taken here with 6:39 left in the third quarter. 17-10. Oh, they're going to review something here. Okay. 6:39 left third quarter. 17-10 Wisconsin. Maybe reviewing for, you know, perhaps a targeting penalty. We'll see.
A couple of things I don't fully understand. When Xavier Lucas was down on the field, it should have stopped the game. He's laying in a concrete tunnel down there. I don't think they saw him.
No, it was one of the security folks was motioning to the Wisconsin medical staff that they needed to take a look at their guy. He was, you know, well out of the field of play, but yeah, Wisconsin was in some scramble mode there. And then they get Delancey, the transfer from Toledo. Let's send it down to Patrick. What do you have?
You know, if they are looking at Chaney for a possible targeting here, I don't see it. It was a textbook shoulder pad to the ribs.
Great
so
hit.
Neither helmet was involved.
No.
If that's what they're looking at, this is silly.
Well, he had the crown. If you lead with the crown of the helmet, though, and that's what they're looking at, did he lead with the crown of the helmet? And was it a hit with the shoulder or was it the helmet? We're about to find
after
out.
Further review.
was a personal foul for targeting with the crown of the helmet.
Get out of here.
Defense, number one. Penalty is half position to the goal. Automatic first down.
There was one of those angles that looked like he was going to be in trouble.
He's out the first half against Alabama.
And now with Jake Chaney getting that second half targeting penalty, the Badgers will not have him for the first half next week.
I mean, I'm all for player safety. The head-to-head stuff and that. And Matt, I understand you're talking about the crown of the helmet. He lowered his shoulder and I could not disagree with that call more, and that's not me being a Wisconsin homer.
So Tackett Curtis back in there, first and goal, South Dakota at the four. Rush set of downs, Bauman under center, takes a snap, toss right side. Here comes Tyson, all kinds of Cardinal jerseys are there, waiting on him. Hills, Peterson, Tackett, among those who were on the scene. Back at the 7-yard line, second and goal, South Dakota.
Good rally into the football there. Nice job by Hills getting in there. Like you said, Matt, a lot of helmets because I think there's a lot of players on that side that are very upset with how that Jake Chaney play just unfolded.
So now it's a matter of channeling it in the right way. Double wide to the left. Bauman back into the shotgun. Tice to his right on second and goal. Snap to Bauman. Looks, throws, knocked down, incomplete. Well, it might have been, let's see who that was off the defensive line. Might have been big old Ben Barton in there for the Badgers. It's now third and goal at the 7. 5:51 left third quarter, 17-10, Wisconsin. We've got Hills and Neal on the defensive line. Pius and Lowry. Your outside backers, Tackett Curtis, Jaheim Thomas inside. Jack Martins comes out wide to the left. Carter Bell to the right. Jaron Adams slot to the right. Snap to Bauman, looking. Pressured and sacked by Elijah Hills near the 15-yard line. Big time play by Hills, who gets his second sack of this young season. And oh, did he pick a big time to get it done.
Great job on the play before, a stop in the run. And here, just manned up and straight power, tugs to the right guard, gets him leaning over his heels, and then is able to close arms up, taking away the throwing lane and getting Bowman down on the ground, forcing a field goal. Big time play.
32-yard try. Will Leyland, right middle. Snap, placement, kick on the way, and it is good, and South Dakota is within four. So the Coyotes get 3 points off the muffed punt. We got a break in the action. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a Badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 5:06 left third quarter, Wisconsin 17, South Dakota 13. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards. The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
5:06 left in the third quarter. Now 17-13 Wisconsin as we check in with Patrick.
Yeah, good news on the Xavier Lucas injury. He was spending a little time with the sports medicine staff. Now he's back on the defensive bench. He's got his helmet. He's cleared to play and return to this game. So one thing that's noteworthy about Jake Chaney leaving, he was the linebacker that had the helmet communication, the green sticker. So Tackett Curtis also has that helmet. So if he's your guy for the rest of the way, he is now the communication on the defensive side.
All right, and again, with Jake Chaney being disqualified with that second half targeting penalty, he'll have to sit the first half of next week's game against Alabama. But South Dakota has controlled this third quarter. The Badgers lead now down to four. Zeke Mata kick in the air. Kekohuna at the goal line, left side to the 5, to the 10, stretch to the 15, and gets bumped to the turf inside the 20-yard line. A good kick coverage work from South Dakota, which has every reason to believe it could do something special for the Coyotes program today. The Badgers at their 18-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, and, you know, we in the pregame we were talking about make them not believe, to take a line from the opposite of the 2015 basketball team. And you had it, you were in position, and then the second half, the way this has started, South Dakota firmly believing they could pull this off.
Cade Iacobelli, the running back, on first and 10. Van Dyke will give it to him. Iacobelli up the left edge, 25-yard line. Cade up across the 30 and fights his way to the 32 or 33-yard line on a first down. For Wisconsin, Cade Iacobelli continues to run impressively here today for the Badgers.
Nice job by Jake Renfro, kind of doing a little hop pull, a little skip pull out to seal that edge.
First and 10 at the 32-yard line as Van Dyke fakes the handoff. Back to throw. Backside pressure. Got away. Flush to his left. One pump. He'll keep it. Slants to the sideline and gets drilled out of bounds by Gary Bryant at the 34-yard line of the near side. Gain of 2.
Yeah, Jack Nelson, left tackle, just got it lunged out a little bit and ended up losing it. Very fortunate. Nice job by Van Dyke to feel that blindside pressure. Was able to avoid it, at least get a little bit of positive yardage.
Bryson Green out wide to the right. Tucker Ashcraft in the slot. Will Pauling slot left. C.J. Williams wide left. Ches Malusi now in at running back for the 34 of Wisconsin. Second down and 8. Van Dyke to throw. Looking. Shoots it over the middle. Caught by Pauling. At the 50. Now running right to the 45-yard line of South Dakota. Roman Tillman, the tight end, on the tackle. First down for the Badgers with 3:55 left in the third quarter. 17-13 Wisconsin.
Just a really nice job by Will of seeing kind of where the zone was setting and ran right through it. Then really good explosiveness after he secured that catch.
Pauling slot right, Green wide to the right, C.J. Williams to the left. Badgers on the move in Coyotes territory at the 45-yard line of South Dakota. And first and 10, Van Dyke gets the snap from his center, Jake Renfro. Back to throw, Tyler looking, has plenty of time. Backpedals now, works off to his right, and he'll throw it right side of the boundary, and that is caught inside the 40 by Bryson Green. At the 37 of the far side, but we have penalty markers on the other side of the field. And again, a play that took this long.
A little hold or something in the back end.
Well, Joe Brunner pointing that this may be against South Dakota. Hope you're right, Joe.
Oh, Joe's going to be right on this one.
Here's the clip. I think we're going to get the call. Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
Looks like the hat's off over
hold
there.
It. Defense, number 33. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic. First down.
It's a linebacker and a really hard hitter, Gabe Hartman, redshirt freshman out of Miami. But the Badgers now have a first and 10 at the 35 of South Dakota.
And that was set up by really good protection. Looked like he was looking for Will Pauling on a little post. That was covered. Good protection, forcing the hold. First down.
Lucy stays in there. Whoa. Running back, high snap, pulled down by Van Dyke, and he'll throw it away. No play for second down. That came in high, hot, and apparently early for Tyler Van Dyke's liking.
Other than that, it was great. I don't know. That's, you know, the center has a lot on his mind, and I think Jake just saw, snapped it, and it did. You know, we talked last year about some floating snaps. That was not a floater. That was rifled. Pretty good job just to get his hand up and get out of that play.
Calling slot left. Jackson Aker to the left of Van Dyke. Malusi behind the quarterback. Snap to Van Dyke. Swings it left. Malusi the catch. Needs a block. Gets it inside the 35 and is thrown down at the 33-yard line. Got a little help there from Will Pauling, but the safety Josiah Gaines up to make the play. And a gain of just a couple to the 33 of South Dakota. Now third and eight.
Yeah, Jackson Aker did a fantastic job, too, of getting out and helping out at least get a little bit there so that Wisconsin was able to pick up a couple of positive yards, making this third down a little bit more manageable.
Green, Kekahuna, and Pauling to the right. C.J. Williams to the left. Aker, the running back, third and eight, Wisconsin at the South Dakota 33-yard line. Van Dyke looks to throw. Four-man rush. Tyler, tight pocket, throws. Incomplete. Wanted Aker. And the coverage from the linebacker, Gary Bryant, now fourth and eight. Long field goal try coming up for Wisconsin with 2:26 left in the third quarter. 17-13, Wisconsin. Nathaniel Vakos, who last year hit a 52-yarder against Iowa, will try one from about 51, 50 and a half right here. Ball at the left hash mark. Gavin Myers holds. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick, has the distance, and it is good with room to spare. Nathaniel Vakos pops one through from long range, and the lead is 7 for Wisconsin. Fans get the ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership. From exclusive experiences to unique content, Camp Randall Club gets closer to the Badgers. Learn more and join today at CampRandallClub.com. Officially a 50-yard field goal for Nathaniel Vakos. 2:21 left third quarter. Wisconsin 20, South Dakota 13. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Stop what you're doing, because right now, Kohl's is giving away millions of instant Kohl's cash in stores for free. You heard that right. This weekend is their Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway. Plus, get 3 days of deals in-store and online. Yep, you definitely don't want to miss this. So hurry to Kohl's today, before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in-store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. While supplies last, end September 8th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. Ford scoring drive for the Badgers. 7 plays, 49 yards. Took 2.5 minutes. Nathaniel Vakos with a 50-yard field goal. 2:21 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 20, South Dakota 13.
And I can't emphasize how clutch that kick was, because all of the momentum, pendulum swing, however you want to put it, for this third quarter has been with the Coyotes. And Wisconsin finally starts moving the football and stalls a little bit. And I was actually thinking, is this four down territory? Because a 51-yard field goal. Trust. You had trust in Vaikos, and he rewarded you with it. Now you're back up by a touchdown. So big-time momentum shifter. If he doesn't make that, South Dakota's sitting there at the 40-yard line ready to get going the other way.
Gavin Lahm set to kick off. Keandre Jones-Logan, Travis Tice are deep. 7-point lead for the Badgers. They led 17-3 at the half as Lahm with another deep kick, and again it will not be returned. The Coyotes will take the touchback and again begin at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, and now let's see it again. I give Wisconsin's defense a lot of credit. They found a way to force a punt. The punt gets muffed down there, and they find a way to make a stop and hold them to a field goal. And now here we go again. I think South Dakota is feeling really good about their plan in this second half. And now can Wisconsin stop that with what they've been able to do running the football in this quarter?
Cornerback tandem will be Ricardo Hallman and Nizir Forkurian. First and 10, South Dakota from its own 25-yard line. DeAndre Jones-Logan, wide right, motions left, pop pass. Jones-Logan got away from Barton, got outside of Curtis. Nope, Tackett able to run him down across the 25 and up to the 28. And they'll mark closer to the 29 and a gain of 4.
Yeah, and you're seeing your defensive ends here for Wisconsin play that a little bit better. They're not just crashing down hard. They're staying outside. Barton took a swipe, almost got it. DP was kind of throwing his arms up in the air trying to get a holding call, but you have to keep contained. I don't care what level of football you're playing. Wisconsin is doing a better job of that after South Dakota's gashed him a little bit in this quarter.
Charles Pierre, the running back. Bauman back under his center. Joey Lombard takes the snap. He'll give it to Pierre up the middle. Gets wrapped up by Ben Barton across the 30 to the 32-yard line. And it's now 3rd and 3 for South Dakota with a minute 45 left of the third quarter. 20-13 Wisconsin.
Just a gritty, you know, Barton takes it, tries to flip the left guard and then is able to shed that blocker. That is not easy to reset, regroup, and then bring down a tailback coming full speed at you. Really, really good play there by Ben Barton.
All right, here we go. South Dakota 2 out of 8 on third down today. It's 3rd and 3 now at the Yotes 32-yard line. Pistol formation with Tice as the running back. Hayden Bauman gets the snap. Badgers bring it forward. Bauman throwing. It is caught but stopped short of the first down. Martin's on the catch. Nizir Forkurian got there right away at the 34-yard line. So it's 4th and 1 for South Dakota with 1 minute left in the third quarter. And the Coyotes down 7. Bob Nielsen will go ahead and punt it away with Tyler Ebel.
Such an impressive tackle there. The pocket is starting to collapse a little bit on Bowman. He throws it right at the sticks, and all they're asking is for 1 yard fall forward. Forkurian says, nope, tackles him right there and forcing a punt.
Anthony is deep at the Badger 24. Ebel, the left-footed punter, kick in the air. Coming up on it is Anthony. He'll catch at the 25-yard line, tries to turn up the hash marks, and he will wiggle his way to about the 30, just across the 30. That's where the Badgers begin after a 39-yard punt, 5 on the return. 27 seconds left in the third quarter, 20-13, Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
First and 10 for the Badgers at their 30-yard line. 27 seconds left of the third quarter. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Iacomelli in there at running back. Pauling slot to the right. Back to throw, Van Dyke. Looks left, looks right, throws middle, and it's caught. Rolling catch by Pauling at the 39-yard line at a gain of about 9 there. Second down and 1. 15 seconds left in the third quarter.
It's a really good knack there. Just kind of understanding what the coverage was. It sits down and makes the catch. Gives it a nice, easy window for Van Dyke.
2 seconds, 1 left in the third quarter, and they'll let time run out. And another game in doubt heading to the fourth quarter here in Madison. Looking for more college football action following our broadcast? Check out the College Football Blitz for free by going to the Varsity Network app. It's the college football audio version of the NFL Red Zone channel every Saturday from noon to midnight. Eastern, which would be 11 to 11 Central, which is where we live. Just search College Football Blitz on the Varsity Network app. We're through three, Wisconsin 20, South Dakota 13. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Your football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John.